Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers that are just like you. There's nothing like a tangible reward to remind you just what you've worked so hard to attain. And Mark Montgomery is known on eBay as top-rated seller Guppy 64. And he recently treated himself to a trip of a lifetime to the eBay radio party.
No. The trip of a lifetime is to somewhere else.
I know, but I was going to get to that, and I'm ad-libbing like I like to do. He treated himself to a rather boring and mundane trip to the eBay radio party and conference, and thanks to selling on eBay, he's also getting ready to embark upon a journey of a lifetime. Mark, what were your favorite parts of the eBay radio party and conference?
The first one was the first day, the marketing day. That was fantastic. I thought that was awesome.
Did you learn a lot?
I learned a ton, especially about branding and social marketing.
That's good. We're trying to figure out what the first day is going to be next year. The first year we did product sourcing. Then this year, of course, we did marketing. Next year, Jerusalem. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
That's a good idea.
So, What was the major theme that you perceived running throughout the event?
Again, branding. And personally, it's hard for me, I think, hard for like a lot of general sellers because they don't sell a specific product line. They don't specialize or have a niche. So I'm thinking, I can't really market my products per se. I thought I could market myself. How can I develop myself as an expert in what I sell?
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, okay, I need to revamp my online personas because when I'm on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm just posting things that are of interest to me or of interest like in the media or just general topics, but they don't really pertain to what I sell and my brand per se.
Yeah.
So I've spent the last three weeks some time on Twitter focusing on developing a new look to my page and my new bio description. And I started off about 650 followers, and in the last 3 weeks, I've doubled it.
Wow.
That's cool.
So whatever I've learned, I put it in practice, and it's total. And what's exciting about that is because that's twice as many people that are going to see what I post.
Exactly.
So what I have to offer.
So you went to the eBay radio. You went to the eBay radio party, and how did the event ultimately, either this year or in the past years as well, help you to grow your business on eBay?
Well, I've developed kind of a motivation that every time I go there, I'm going to bring back a couple things, two or three things that I've learned, and implement them. And then every year as I go back and keep doing it, I learn more and grow exponentially every time I come back because I'm so motivated and inspired by what I've learned. Because if you look at all the people in that room, the years and years of the experts that the voice marketing team has put together, the value that you get to personally is incredible. I'm so overwhelmed with what Lee and Betsy put together.
You know, well, thank you for that. You know, Griff, he brought up an interesting idea. Maybe next year, one of the things we'll put in on the form when they register.
Yeah.
How many years have you been selling on eBay?
Oh, yeah.
And that way we can add up all the years and say, in this room right now, there are so many, such and such amount of years.
Thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, it would be. That would be very exciting. Well,
but the absolute best part for me that made it just so great was having lunch with Rochelle. I really wanted to thank you for arranging that.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
As I don't know if everybody knows, but she's the chief marketing officer for eBay, and she was one of the featured speakers on Thursday, and me and six other people were chosen to have lunch with her, and we went, Rochelle and Jeff went to lunch, and she basically said, well, what do you like about selling on eBay? What do you dislike? What are your issues? What are your challenges? And I got a really strong feeling that, because Jeff was scribbling down notes, I mean, they really wanted to know. It wasn't just kind of a PR thing or something that, hey, I get to do this. She really wanted to hear what we had to say, and I really felt valued as a seller.
Yeah, she's terrific. I love her.
And they really were interested. They asked us for a good cross-section of sellers, and I think that's what we delivered to them for that luncheon.
Absolutely.
So, and I understand you're going to be called upon by her in the future.
That's what I heard. Yeah, we're going to kind of be like a little mini focus group for, I guess, new rollouts or things that they're interested in coming out with in the future.
Now, let's go on to the really important stuff. Mark, Mark is a full-time bank worker. He works at a bank full-time.
He's a banker.
He's a banker. And he sells part-time on eBay. But he doesn't think of himself like a part-time seller. I mean, it's a business to him, totally and completely. He's made enough money to take his dream trip to Europe this fall. He's going to do it all on his eBay money. And Griff, he's going to call us in from each city on Skype on the days that we're on the air
and
tell us what he's bought that week that he is sending back home to sell eBay.
Oh, my heavens, you're going to buy while you're in Europe?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heavens, yes.
He can deduct most of his trip. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so I got to tell you, are you going to Italy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you want to go to the Arezzo flea market.
Where's that, Rome?
No, it's in Arezzo, which is in Tuscany.
Sorry. Okay.
So that's, it's...
He may not get to Tuscany.
You're not going to go to Tuscany?
He may just go to Rome.
Rome stinks.
Rome, Florence, and Venice.
Oh, you're
going to Florence. You're going to go right by Arezzo. So if you're there on the first weekend of the month, otherwise you're going to miss it. But there are a lot of antique stores there. But on the first weekend of every month, they have this huge flea market in the piazza at Arezzo, and it's famous. It's one of the biggest flea markets in Italy, and there's tons of great stuff. So keep
fantastic. So tell us where you're going.
The UK, Italy, Germany, France, Switzerland, and Austria.
God, is there any place you're not going?
Wow, how exciting.
That's fantastic.
Aren't you excited?
I'm jealous.
What I'm trying not to do is look up every site that I'm going to see and see what it looks like on, like, Google Images. And I just want to go and experience. I don't want to I've seen
see,
that.
I'd know every sidewalk.
Oh,
yeah.
You're fine.
I'm always looking up every place I go on Google, but that's okay. When I went around the world, there wasn't a Google. So, you know, enjoy yourself. But you're going to be calling in on Skype.
Yes, definitely. And I'm going to take all my eBay gear and where to, oh, you work through there? No, I'm a big seller. And then I'm going to ask them, what do you sell? What do you think? And kind of get a feel for kind of what people go through in other countries selling on eBay.
Oh, cool.
Very exciting.
So
what are you looking forward to the most? Be honest, Mark.
Rome, because I want to go to Vatican City. I'm having an arrangement where I can have an audience with the Pope and go underneath the catacombs and look at all the, you know, all the different graves and, of the different popes and holy people down. So Rome is going to be my highlight of my trip.
Oh, cool. Oh, you'll love Rome. And you'll love the Vatican City is a trip. Don't forget the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, absolutely.
That's cool.
The one thing I'm having a challenge with is money. I mean, I don't know if I just bring my credit card or should I bring euros or...
Well, it used to...
Bring your debit card and your credit card. Don't bring any euros. You can use your credit card or debit card, and you can use any ATM to get euros, and it's at the cheapest exchange rate possible.
But you know what I always do? Right. Of course, I haven't been overseas for many, many years.
Right.
I always go to my bank, and I do get some... Whatever city I'm going to, I get a little bit of money, just enough for tips at the airport and
just
things of that sort.
Money.
Exactly, just until you can get to that ATM.
Good idea.
So you might want to go to your bank and see if you can get money from each of the cities that you're going to and just have a little bit.
I work at a bank, so I can get it.
There you go.
I can just ask my teller.
Whoa. Okay. Just a little bit of money is good.
Griff, can I say one thing?
You can say as many things as you want.
You have a wonderful bend and snap.
I have a wonderful what?
Bend and snap.
Oh, bend and snap. I see. Yeah. Yeah, it's my inner girl.
Yeah, the Griffettes were great.
Aren't they something? Those Griffettes are really amazing.
But Griff was fantastic when he was teaching us all how to walk the runway.
Probably big news prancering.
Prancer-sizing.
It was Griff prancer-sizing, because it's not really like what Joanne, the prancer-sizing. Yeah, she's got something going with her arms that I can't do without falling down. She waves her arms around. She says, have you seen her? She was on Steve Harvey's show, and she says, be a horse, be a horse. So she has this little girl voice. It's really funny.
So, Mark, you're going by yourself.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, Mark, you need a traveling companion.
Well,
I'm free.
That's the exciting thing. So I'm going on a tour, and I can go online to their kind of like forum, and people are posting, well, I'm going to, and I'm going to. So I'm already starting to make friends with people before we've even gone.
That's exciting.
So I'm really going to involve myself in the spirit with, hey, why don't we do this or why don't we do that?
You know, there's something about going alone. I went around the world by myself one time, 1981.
Yeah, that's different than a trip around the world. You're thinking of something else.
No. Oh, you're so nasty. That too. But anyway, I had a trip around the world.
Yes.
And I was by myself. It was a promotion for TWA Airlines. I actually raced another disc jockey around the world. It was a big deal for TWA and everything. But there is something to be said for going alone, Griff, because you don't have to worry about the other person and what they want to do and where they want to go.
Exactly. I suppose.
You can do exactly what you want to go. So I think for your first time in Europe, I think it's a great idea to go alone, frankly. Mark, listen, I know that we'll talk to you before you leave, but we can't wait till you get back.
Yeah, have a great time.
Especially.
You got to take us along, so make sure you check in. This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing a working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, open phones at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we return with more eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out.
You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.